Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome inside these Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios. End of the week already. Can you believe it? Man, oh man. Let me give you the lowdown for the week after the Sunday Monster broadcast. Beginning on Monday, you will hear Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, sitting in the chair for me for a few days while I take a few days off with my family. Yeah, I'm going to take some much-needed downtime with the fam. You know what's really weird about this is that my kids are already on their first fall break. They're on their fall break. It's, what, September 14th, and the kids are already on their fall break. When I was a kid, I didn't go back to school until after Labor Day. It just seems crazy to me, no matter how much time goes by. These kids have been in school since August 2nd, but crazy stuff. Nonetheless, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason from KQAM, our great affiliate in Wichita, Wichita's big talker, will be here for me for a few days, jumping in the seat while we take a little bit of much-needed downtime for just a few days. Then, on Thursday, I will be heading to the Gun Rights Policy Conference for 2018 in Chicago. This is going to be one huge, monstrous event. Now, I say that, I don't say that lightly. Here's why. I'll be moderating Sunday's part of the event from 8 a.m. to 1, and I know, because I'm on the board of directors for Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, which plays a major role, in the event and creating the event and putting the event on, that we are near record numbers at this. We may even be at record numbers by now. I haven't seen the tally through today yet, but nonetheless, we were pushing close to 1,000 already, and that's about ready to max out the center that we have. I don't know if we could fit anybody else in there, for crying out loud. I think we could. But regardless, if you're going to be there, I'll be up in Chicago Thursday at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. Friday, board meeting on Friday. I'll be speaking early in the morning and then have a board meeting from noon till about 6 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Be available then for the little happy hour get-together as everybody arrives. Saturday, of course, is the event. My panel with Stephen Gutowski, Stacey Washington, AWR Hawkins, and me will be speaking at 10:45 a.m. Central Time at the GRPC. If you're going to be there and you want to hear that panel with the four of us, that's the time you'll see us in there. But it's going to be a lot of fun. If you haven't got tickets, you can head over to SAF and register now. The block of rooms at the Hyatt has already been sold out with that amount. We were over 900 a couple weeks back from what I understand, and that is in record territory. So I hope to see you there. I hope you're going to be there. Love to meet you. Come on up. Shake my paw. It's a great event, and you will be hobnobbing with the, literally, I know it sounds very cliche to say it, but with the gun lobby itself. So make sure to stop in and see us. Hyatt Regency Gun Rights Policy Conference. You can check out all the information at saf.org. Methinks if you don't have a room yet, it's going to be hard to get in. That block of rooms for SAF has already been taken. Okay, what do we got going on here today? Oh, the Sunday show. Stephen Gutowski will be joining me in hour one. Alan is getting ready to prepare. He's got some travel. He's got some things to do. He's going to be getting ready to prepare to head out and put this massive event on. Alan Gottlieb, I'm talking about, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Give him some time off this Sunday. He needs it. I'll be speaking with Stephen Gutowski in hour one of this Sunday's Monster broadcast. It's going to be a good one, I promise. He's written a lot of very cool stuff over the weekend. I want to get his perspective on the Google issue that I've been talking about for a while. I'm gonna go there again, in just a second, too. I can't let this rest. But we'll get Stephen from the Washington Free Beacon, freebeacon.com. We'll get his perspective as a journalist on this and see what he thinks about it. It's going to be probably the first question I ask him right out of the box. This is very, very important stuff. AWR Hawkins, hour two, will be joining me. He will also be at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, as will Stephen Gutowski, speaking on my panel at 10:45, along with Stacey Washington. Stacey on the right, she's the newest addition to our panel. Cannot wait. Gosh, she's good. Oh, boy, I can sit there as a spectator and just watch these folks. It's amazing. But hour three, you'll probably have me. I'm going to give everybody else some time off, and I want to go back. There's a number of issues I want to talk with you about. Might be a little bit of redundancy in what I discussed today because I want to give some further analysis of a couple topics. One of them I'll go to right now. And I'm going to be asking AWR about this because he wrote about it. We'll get his perspective in the second hour on the Monster Show Sunday. But Cicero, you know where that is, Cicero? That's Illinois. Cicero's top cop praises concealed gun holder who fired at suspect after officer shot. remarkable in and of itself, isn't it, the headline? Cicero's top cop praises concealed gun holder who fired at suspect after officer shot. Oh, boy. Got to read this, right? Yes, you do. I would be remiss if we didn't cover this today and then get expert opinion on it on the Sunday Monster broadcast. What happened here? What's going on? This is a piece from the Chicago Tribune today, 9:30 this morning, earlier. Cicero's top cop is praising the actions of a concealed gun holder who opened fire on a suspect who had shot one of the town's officers after a traffic stop on the Stevenson Expressway during evening rush hour yesterday on Thursday. Can you believe this? Here's what the top cop had to say. We were lucky enough to have a citizen on the street who is a concealed carry holder who was, let me start this over. We were lucky enough to have a citizen on the street there who is a concealed carry holder, and he engaged in gunfire with the suspect. The police superintendent, the top cop in Cicero's name, is Jerry Schlotta Jr. And he said this outside Mount Sinai Hospital, where his officer, Louis Duarte, was listed in good condition after undergoing surgery for 4 bullet wounds to the arm, leg, and side. Now get this. This was a shootout that began at 5:05 p.m. yesterday. Police tried to stop a car. And what happened, as always happens with criminals? The car took off. The driver took off. Let's say the car didn't. The driver sped off. He was boxed in. He was boxed in by a number of officers. When the driver got out and immediately fired several rounds at 2 different officers, then took off running on North Cicero, or running north on Cicero, I should say, and fired at another officer chasing him. So this guy's fired at 3 cops now after a chase that boxed him in. Here comes John Q. Public Citizen, law-abiding concealed carry permit holder with a concealed carry license here, driving south on the same road as this clown is driving north, who got out of his car and fired at the suspect. He was hit and was listed in serious condition. Now, the paper is saying that it wasn't clear if the suspect was hit by the concealed carry permit holder or the police officers. I'm going to bet he was hit by the concealed carry permit holder because it's my understanding he was shot in the chest, and this guy would have been coming at him as the other guy was going south and saw this. This is an unbelievable display of bravery taken by a man who was trying to help his city cops and is now being praised. Take a listen to what I think Cicero Town President Larry Dominick was talking to reporters outside the hospital, and he was thanking Cicero and Chicago officers who responded, as well as the concealed carry permit holder. What? This in Illinois? Chicago? Yeah, this in Illinois and Chicago. I want to applaud the citizen, Town President Larry Dominick said, a civilian who risked his life to help in apprehending this armed suspect. The officer's doing pretty good in helping apprehending this armed suspect. The officer's doing pretty good for being shot several times. Unbelievable. Chicago Police Sergeant Rocco Elato was saying that the Chicago police would be handling the investigation and the Illinois State Police would be investigating the officer-involved shooting. And you know what? An officer, multiple officers, are alive today because something that the New York Times says never happens actually happens. A good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun, and in the process saved the lives of multiple cops, and only the Lord knows how many citizens may have been saved. When you're talking about a guy who is randomly firing at police officers giving him chase, this is not somebody you want walking on the streets. A man like this needs to be put down, and he was. He's lucky he lived through it. Now he can rot in prison, where he will have all kinds of fun. But something tells me that somebody that did this is probably no stranger to the inside of a cell already. I may be wrong, but it's a highly educated guess. I don't know if we'll ever find out about it or not. All I'm telling you is, if the mainstream media covered these stories that happen every day across the fruited plain, we would have a completely different perspective on the right to bear arms, on all the dopey talk shows, all of the media, and so forth, who now report only criminal use of firearms in their attempt to make all gun owners look bad. They don't touch this. So hats off to the Chicago Tribune for this. Hats off to AWR Hawkins for pulling this up. We'll talk with him about it on Sunday's Monster Broadcast, get his perspective on it. And I wanted you to know about it. Why? Because, yet again, a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun, but you would never know it if you watched ABC, NBC, CBS, Alphabet Soup News here in the United States of America. When we come back from the break, we'll continue the conversation. Don't go away. Going to be a good one. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense closes out your week right after this. We'll run into segment two. Okay, Armed American Radio fan, I'm sure you know by now that I am proud member number 32 of the USCCA, member number 32, and I'm very proud of that. They're on a mission to protect responsibly armed Americans just like us, and right now, they're smack dab in the middle of one of their biggest gun giveaways ever. They want to give you 10 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. So what gun's calling your name, right? Maybe it's a classic 1911 or a new SIG. Well, get your chance to get it for free right now. Simply text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222. For the official rules and to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. It's that simple. Just get your phone out right now and text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222. But this all ends next Friday. Don't miss out. This is way too easy and way too valuable to pass up. Text FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222 right now. That's it. Just imagine getting $1,500 for doing something so easy. Get your 10 free chances to win. Text F-R-E-E to the number 87222. Good luck.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. Welcome back. Thanks for rejoining me in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios with me as we move into segment two. I want to talk a little bit more about the Chicago issue in just a moment. First, let me remind you, please, that it's very important because this ends on the 21st, that you text FREE, F-R-E-E, the word F-R-E-E, FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222. Please don't do it while you're driving. Don't get yourself in any trouble. But I want you to do it because the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners, that's you, 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy whatever gun you want for simply texting the word FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222. It doesn't get any easier than that. And it's kind of fun, you know. I told you about winning the beer, doing the text thing at the SunTrust Park back during the Boston Red Sox game last week when I was there. I did the same kind of thing, and I wish it was $1,500, but nonetheless, at least I won. So I know personally that these things can, that you can win these things. 10 of you are going to win. It's really simple. All right, let's go back to Chicago for just a minute. Could we be turning a corner in the Windy City? Now, trust me when I tell you, Chicago's got a long way to go. Over 1,000 people shot between Memorial Day and Labor Day just 2 weekends ago. Over 1,000 people shot. I want you to try to wrap your head around that. It's difficult to do. But at the same time, two astonishing things have happened recently in Chicago that make me ask a legitimate question, and that is, could we be turning a corner in Chicago? Let's start with Rahm Emanuel. Emanuel is not man enough to resign. Why should he be man enough to resign? He doesn't care. He doesn't give a crap. He's a dopey socialist who doesn't care about the people of Chicago, couldn't care less about the city, doesn't care about anything other than his political machine riding atop the political machine in Chicago and milking it for everything it's worth. He's going to walk out of there like Daley with lifetime police protection, carrying the very guns he doesn't want you to have. He hates you. He's a slap in the face to you as a Chicago resident. It doesn't bother me any other than the fact I can't stand the guy because I know what he's all about. But he's not man enough to resign, as he should, after two terms. But best of both worlds, at least he's decided not to run again. At least he's smart enough to know there ain't no way I'm going to win this election. Not going to happen. Why? Because of the violence in Chicago finally getting some of, not all of, but some of the attention that it deserves. And I say not all of it, because if it were getting all the attention it deserves, it would be headlining. You wouldn't see a quote-unquote news program on cable or Alphabet Soup Network that wasn't talking about it at least once per day. The View should be talking about it on every single show. I would submit to you that this should be a topic, at least for a moment, a running count, as we do on this show, of the daily slaughter going on in the gang-infested streets, consisting of what? Mainly black-on-black crime. The media doesn't want to talk about this for these reasons. Because it is black-on-black crime, because it is the most gun-controlled city, or one of the most gun-controlled cities in the U.S., it highlights the utter failure of everything they want you to live under. And it is drug and gang-fueled, random violence. The media doesn't want to cover it. We already know that. We've talked about it many, many times. However, there's a glimmer of hope here that while it's not being talked about in the media as near often as it should be, at least it's being talked about now. You know, and I got to hand off something here, hats off, I should say, to the Chicago Tribune. The Chicago Tribune is where I get my numbers up to date when we talk. There are other sites out there. HeyJackBlank.com is another one to keep your running total of what's happening in Chicago. And we use that one from time to time, too. I say that because I can't say the word on radio. I probably could, but I'm not going to push the buttons. Why bother? They already hate what we talk about enough. Not give them any more ammunition, right? The fact of the matter is that this is now getting some attention, much deserved attention, to the tune that Rahm Emanuel has decided not to run again. Why? 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 Because he knows he's not going to win. The gun issue is out of the box. There are Chicago residents finally stepping out into the street to protest this clown and violence, gang shootings and violence, taking the lives of thousands of Chicagoans over these, thousands and thousands, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds a year, averaging 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 shootings a weekend in that city. How Rahm Emanuel can even look in the mirror, or how he could not, if he had a shred, just a mere shred of dignity, he wouldn't be able to stand up in front of a bank of microphones and answer questions about this. But he doesn't care, and that's more proof positive of that. That's number one. Number two, Jerry McCarthy, the police chief who used to stand at that bank of microphones and spit Rahm Emanuel's line out that we need more gun control. All these guns are coming from Indiana. Here's my question for you, Jerry, and to Rahm Emanuel. If all those guns are coming from Indiana, how come Indiana's not seeing the level of gun violence that you see in Chicago when all the guns are coming from Indiana? Why? Because you're a liar. Because all you're doing is pawning it off. It's fake. It's a straw man. Indiana's a straw man. If all those guns were the problem and they all needed control, Indiana would have far worse of a crime problem than you do. All of Americans with a thinking cap on can understand that. We see right past you. But McCarthy. I'll correct it. I don't have it up on the screen. I'll correct it in a minute. But this individual, this former police superintendent, this chief of police in Chicago, gets this stuff to the point where he says, and he was calling for gun control like crazy. Was that because he was speaking, because he was hired and works and lives and has a livelihood at the pleasure of the mayor? Yeah, there's there's politics involved in this as well, because it's a politically appointed job. But nonetheless, he's coming at this as a cop, and he's been highly acclaimed as a cop by a lot of Republicans as well, whose hands were tied during the time he was working for Emanuel's administration. He had to do the bidding of the mayor. He's now running for that position. Emanuel is no longer going to seek re-election. And I'm going to guess, as I've told you before on the program, that McCarthy's probably going to win that election. You are going to see a change in police tactics in Chicago, and you will more than likely begin to see a reduction. There could be some light at the end of the tunnel in Chicago on a couple different fronts. Guns have played a role in Chicago for many, many, many years. The rest of the country has watched their gun control laws fail like crazy and cost inhumanely, I can't count, to untold thousands of lives. So we're about to see some change in Chicago in the very, very near future relative to policing tactics that are probably going to stop some of this madness. On this, won't stop all of it. There are evil gangbangers everywhere, and evil gangbangers are going to fight harder when they feel pressure coming at them. That's just what evil gangbangers do. But there's going to be a crackdown. A crackdown is coming in Chicago. That's my guess as to who's going to take that election. Again, I may be wrong. I'm hopeful. But guns also brought down Mayor Daley, if you remember. Mayor Daley had a case where an individual used a gun that shouldn't have had a gun to defend himself lawfully, and he got found out too. That's what happens when tyrants get found out and the truth comes out. They tuck tail and they run. That's what Daley did. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to usccaonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. Go there. That's usccaonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio Daily Defense marches on Friday, ending up the week. Good heavens. Chicago. We're going to keep our eyes on you. Interesting stuff in Chicago. I'm beginning to see, and I'm beginning to see a flicker. A flicker. Just a flicker. You know, a little candle flicker way down the end of an open tube. But a little flicker is better than no flicker at all. But again, I repeat, you show me an American city in decay, and I'll show you a city controlled by Democrats at every political level for decades. And I dare you to prove me wrong. Go ahead. Do it. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. Butts County, Georgia. Not too far from the Armed American Radio and the Daily Defense Crossbreed and the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Truck drivers. You know, when I see trucking stories, I take it kind of personal. I got out of college and went to work for Overnight Transportation Company as a sales representative back in 1985. Yeah, it's been a long time ago. And I'm not an old guy. Unless you look at the left, I'm one of those old fat white guys. But you know what? I'm going to talk about that at the GRPC. Every gun owner, whether they're white, black, red, green, yellow, 20 years old, 22 years old, 50 years old, or 80 years old, is all an old white fat guy. That, right? Because that's the way they stereotype you. But that you got to hear my speech at the GRPC. Maybe I'll play some of it after the GRPC for you. But when I see truck driver stories, it's near and dear to my heart. I would go on after joining Overnight Transportation Company in the 1980s, where I was a sales rep for them. I was working out of the Carlisle terminal, first out of York, Pennsylvania. Then that terminal, they bought another terminal up in Carlisle, PA, from Hall's Motor Freight, a company that went out of business many, many, many years ago. Bought a big terminal up there. I worked out of that terminal when they closed the York terminal and moved into the bigger one. I was living in York, Pennsylvania at the time. And then was transferred from York, Pennsylvania down to Greensboro, North Carolina. It was good to get back south. My family was living in Virginia. So the trucking industry is kind of in my blood, always has been. I enjoyed transportation, very, very competitive industry. But I would soon tire after working for a couple more carriers down the road. I would soon, of St. Johnsbury Trucking and then later Spartan Express, a division of Roadway, if you're interested, where I was a sales rep and then manager. But I would soon tire of that aspect of trucking, and I began getting frustrated, and I started my own business as a consultant, teaching the people that I called on how to deal with people like me. Yeah, it was interesting to say the least, but the business began to grow. After I received an initial retainer payment from a potential customer, I then incorporated the business and went from there. The entrepreneur in me came out, and it wasn't long. I started getting it. I was teaching people how to deal with and get the best pricing they could get from people like me, how to negotiate with people like me if I was a representative for a trucking company. I then started getting calls from people saying, hey, can you help me with my truckload freight and help me move some of it instead of just my less than truckload freight? I said, of course. And I hooked up with a large business up in Chicago, of all places, a company by the name of American Backhaulers, who was one of the most incredible operations I've ever seen run in my life. Room full of 20-year-old kids, essentially, moving hundreds of millions of dollars of freight around America's roadways all day, every day. It was just a phenomenal operation. And I set my company up as an agent of theirs. So I loaded these truck drivers every day. And that business began to boom to the point where I had a dozen employees and was doing several million in billable revenue to our shippers. And I never once met a driver that didn't carry a gun. Not once. If they didn't carry a gun, they didn't admit that. And I loaded a lot of the same drivers frequently who would go up and make runs. I used to haul a ton of freight out of one of the breweries in Tampa, Yingling Brewery, back up into Pennsylvania, drop some loads off in Georgia, hauled a ton of freight that you're very familiar with. A lot of the same drivers were hauling that freight for us, and I never once met a driver that didn't have a means of self-defense in the truck. It was just kind of it was against every single policy of every single carrier that I was aware of anyway. But they just kind of turned a blind eye to that. Why? Because these drivers are carrying incredibly valuable loads. Think about this. You know how valuable a load of cigarettes is from Philip Morris in Virginia? Millions and millions and millions of dollars. These things are ripe for hijacking. It happens to drivers all the time. So why do I mention trucking and truck drivers carrying guns? I always like to talk about the topic. But yesterday, and I missed this with you yesterday, but that's okay. Truck driver was shot at a fuel pump in Butts County, Georgia. The driver who shot the other driver has not been taken into custody. Now, that doesn't tell me anything at this stage of the game. This story popped yesterday. That doesn't mean anything. That means it's under investigation. They've not released the names of the drivers, but there was apparently an altercation, and one driver fired several shots at another. Let me take a listen to this. We don't know if this is a case of self-defense yet. Apparently, quoting, this is from Major Nix. Major Nix is, who is he? He's a Butts County investigator. And he said, apparently, this started over one of the drivers taking too much time at the diesel fuel pump. The victim was hit several times and airlifted to a Macon hospital. He was alert, conscious, and breathing at the time, and the shooter stayed on the scene. Now, obviously, they're hoping that there are security cameras that are going to shed some light on what happened, according to Fox 5. But take a listen to some of these comments from one of the drivers, because they remind us, drivers understand, of course, and I'm talking, quoting directly from the piece now, while truckers say they understand how frustrating it is to wait for a driver who blocks a pump long after they finished refueling their truck, they say it should never come to this. quoting another driver, "There was a time when we used to look out for each other, but it's not like that anymore. You don't know who's going to try to run you off the road or who's going to try to shoot you. It's just scary out there," veteran trucker Rita Bucko said. Rita, I'm assuming, is a woman. I'm going to bet you money that Rita Bucko has a gun. I may be wrong, but my educated guess after 26 years in that business, and it's a tough business, tells me I'm right. But again, I may be wrong. I don't know if Rita Bucko does or not. If she doesn't, and I certainly don't know who she drives for, independent more than likely, if she doesn't, she should. She absolutely should. But wait a minute, it's against company policy, said the truck driver carrying $3 million in electronics, highly sought after by thieves who might be waiting for him at a truck stop or a side road where he's taking his hours because he's early and can't make a delivery until 8 o'clock in the morning, and who is sitting overnight defenseless against hijackers. I can't tell you. I wish I had a dollar for every single time I had drivers telling me, and I knew about drivers and company drivers and people that I had loaded who were robbed at gunpoint and had their car, their trailers hijacked. It happens all the time. Big business in Miami, mind you, where by the time they even find the trailer, the freight is already halfway to Colombia or Venezuela or wherever the hell it's going, or Europe, on a container ship. And this happens near the port cities all the time. So I ask you, if you're a truck driver, do you carry a gun? If not, why not? And are you worried about your company policy? If there are any drivers out there, and I hear from you from time to time when I bring up this subject, please feel free to reach out to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll keep it confidential. I don't want anybody to lose their jobs. But you're not violating any laws. You're just violating a company policy. A policy much like the Uber driver policy. And remember, this could be an owner-operator. You own that truck. Company's going to tell you what you can carry in your own truck. I don't think so. Not if it were me. Or maybe cab drivers. Or those pizza drivers we tend to talk about from time to time, who find themselves in altercations with people who want what they have and try to take it by force. And the driver loses his job, but he's alive to get another job. These are the things we're talking about. Do you carry a gun? Let me tell you something. If you don't, you absolutely should. When we come back, we'll wrap up segment 4 and the week on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Gosh, these hours just fly right by. No doubt the fastest hour on radio. I want to apologize for that. I could keep going with you about this topic for at least another 2 hours. And I know I tease that a lot, but I kid you not. We just simply, again, it's research triage. We just can't cover what we want to cover. We generally take it a little bit easier. I take it a little bit easier on Fridays anyway. And what I'm giving you now is kind of a preview of the direction I want to go with Stephen Gutowski on Sunday and with AWR Hawkins. I am very adamant about what I'm telling you about Google and so forth. Let me give you an example. Google and that leaked tape to Breitbart is making a fair amount of news. Now, CNN covered it in a very dishonest way. And in fact, let me see, you know what? We're going to do this live. Let me see if I can find for you, while I am on the air with you now, the CNN headline about that Google tape. You know what? I'm going to even switch glasses over here to see if I can do this. I'm telling you, this is enough to make you sick to your stomach. Because what happened is, as you know, Google got busted. A tape leaked out, confidential, that they didn't want anybody to see. It was of them snowflakes being them snowflakes in a room full of snowflakes. But it wasn't just them snowflakes. It was the leaders of the most powerful company that this planet has probably ever seen talking about you, a deplorable, and how disappointed and upset they were and how they vowed to continue moving their values forward. Their values also include anti-gun values. And they're in the process right now of actively working against you to squash your point of view. You can never trust Google again as a gun owner to give you the information that you expect and that you need. And I'm looking for this here. Let's see if we can find it. NRA TV, body cam toxic, why Japan wants wild horses. Question, Wahlberg reveals Oklahoma, Elizabeth Smart, Space Carnage, Secret Service, two sisters die. Trump administration approves, GOP Senator Prince William, why the Apple Watch saves lives. Cashier collapses, boy falls out of tree onto meat skewer. His smile lit up a room. Leaked Google video fuels conservative claims of political bias from tech giants. And when you go in and you read this, it makes you look like an idiot because you're seeing things that aren't there. You're seeing ghosts. A video showing Google's top executives perturbed by the election of President Donald Trump was leaked on Wednesday to the far-right website Breitbart. intensifying a swell of erroneous claims from Republicans that technology companies are biased against conservatives. There you go with a boatload of crap from CNN. You see how easy it is for me to just get fired up and go down that different hole? You're going to get a taste of this over the weekend because I'm not going to let it go. I fully intend on getting feedback and commentary from about this very topic from Stephen Gutowski from Free Beacon and from AWR Hawkins about this. I'll probably play a piece of that tape. But nonetheless, CNN says it's erroneous. Why should you expect that Google would do anything other than be honest when they're standing there on video telling you that they're going to how upset they are and that how they're going to do whatever they have to do to move their values forward? And their values include hating your right to bear arms. It is unbelievable the way the liberal mind thinks. And to watch this in action is disturbing, to say the least. I want to ask them about this, so I mention this, because Laura Ingraham, I'll probably ask this about Stephen because I think he's been on, well, I know he's been on Laura Ingraham's show, so we'll get his perspective on this on the Monster Show. But Laura Ingraham had commentary, opening monologue, where she discussed this Google tape, and she was laughing at it. And it's easy to laugh at. She was disgusted by it. Her opening monologue was great. It was okay. I'll say it was okay. Because it missed a lot. While she was laughing it off, I didn't see any laughing matter. Now, I understand what she was doing, but I didn't see any laughing matter. This is quite possibly, and I would put my money down on this anyway, from my perspective, the single most powerful company that's ever existed. Because it essentially controls everything from an information tech standpoint. What you see where you see it, I won't rehash that from this week. But nonetheless, I don't see the laughing matter here. Particularly as a gun owner whose rights are being attacked every day from the far left. Now we see the far left in action behind closed doors talking about how they're going to continue to push the far left. And at the same time, after they got busted, say, well, that conversation was private. It has nothing to do with how we do business. BS. And I cannot wait to get some perspective from both of my boys over there at the Free Beacon and Breitbart News, who was referenced in the, you know, the far, far right side over there by CNN. I can't wait to get some perspective from these guys. So a little bit of tease as to what we're going to see on the Monster Show coming up with these two guys. But this is a topic that is, boy, oh boy, I can't tell you how dangerous this is. These are rising waters, and we could easily drown if we don't start paying very, very careful attention to this. And the left knows it. The left knows it. And if you don't think they had Google and that Google's in their hip pocket on the other side, you are dead wrong. You are absolutely dead wrong. And you need to wipe your glasses off because we need everybody to be awake at the wheel right now. We can't afford to have anybody asleep at the wheel at this stage of the game when a company as powerful as Google is overtly making these statements in an attempt to somehow still come across as unbiased and objective. These people can disappear you. They can bury you. They can ruin you. They can destroy you, and they know it. And they're in the process of doing it to other folks. So keep your eyes on this. Keep your eyes on this. This is just a little bit of an insight, little bit of a glimpse into what you're going to see on Sunday. I plan on and asking these guys these questions. All right, back to the truck drivers for just a minute, real quick. If you are a truck driver traversing this country carrying valuable goods, and most all of your goods are very valuable, particularly when you got a 53-foot trailer or a 48-foot van, or you're carrying a set of double bottoms with somebody's very expensive freight on it, not to mention your life, because there are people out there who would take your life to get their hands on that. If you're not carrying a gun, I think you're a fool. I think you're a fool. And I think you should reconsider your position. That's what I think. If you're an Uber driver driving your own vehicle in your own state, and you're not violating any laws and you have a permit, even in many places you don't need a permit to carry a gun in your vehicle, follow your state law. But nonetheless, Google does not, see, that's on my mind. Uber does not have the moral authority, nor does the trucking company have the moral authority, nor does the Pizza Hut delivery guy or Domino's delivery guy. Those companies don't have the moral authority to tell you you don't have a right to defend yourself in your own vehicles while you're delivering their pieces of cooked dough. They don't. And if you have a right to carry a firearm in your state, most of you do, and you're not because of those boneheaded policies that could wind up getting you killed during a robbery, then I think you're a fool. And I think you should reconsider those positions. Me personally, what do I know? I believe your life is worth more than that pizza and the $20 that the driver has on him. That's what I believe. I believe your life is more important than that freight that you have on that truck. And if you're not carrying a gun to defend yourself and your truck, I think you're a fool. That's just this radio host's opinion. You choose, maybe your mileage varies, right? That's the old saying, your mileage may vary. But I would urge you to reconsider that. I would urge you to reconsider that position. You have a right to defend your life. Even if you're found to be heavy, look, even if the company fires you, at least you're alive to be fired. All right, we're going to wrap up this week. Guys, can't believe it's the 14th of September already. Monster Show, Stephen Gutowski, AWR Hawkins, and myself over the weekend. Next week, Andy Hoosier sitting in the seat while I'm out for a couple days doing whatever I'm doing. Maybe it's just cutting my tractor. Or cutting my grass with my tractor. You never know. Regardless, I'll find something fun to do with my kids while they're on their break. In the meantime, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the Monster Show. And Andy Hoosier will be here through the middle of next week as we head out to the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Have a great day and enjoy your weekend. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.